Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Rich Dads Retire Young, Retire Rich. In this insightful book, entrepreneur Robert Kiyosaki delves into his unique approach to personal finance. Kiyosaki argues that understanding how to leverage your mind, planning, and actions are key to getting rich. He shares strategies such as cultivating habits conducive to success and using debt to purchase income-generating assets, demonstrating that making money might be easier than you think. Author Robert T. Kiyosaki is a renowned investor, entrepreneur, and best-selling writer behind the Rich Dad franchise. After studying in New York, he served as a Marine gunship pilot in the Vietnam War. Kiyosaki founded his first company selling Velcro surfer wallets in 1977 and later established an international education company in 1985, focused on teaching investing. He retired at the age of 47 in 1994 after selling his business empire. This book is ideal for self-starters and go-getters, employees tired of the 9-to-5 grind, and aspiring real estate tycoons. Tune in to discover how you can transform your financial future with Kiyosaki's wisdom. Rich Dads Retire Young, Retire Rich, How to Get Rich Quickly and Stay Rich Forever. Introduction: Discover a fresh financial mindset that might make you rich. Imagine landing on a goldmine of financial insights that could potentially set the stage for a wealthy future. According to Robert T. Kiyosaki, becoming rich is a possibility for everyone. Despite his optimistic view, the reality seems different for many, as financial struggles are commonplace. What's missing? According to Kiyosaki's insightful character, Rich Dad, it's all about the mindset. Through the teachings of Rich Dad, this narrative reveals crucial concepts that transformed Kiyosaki himself from ordinary to affluent. The idea is simple yet profound. Shift your perspective. While many perceive risk in opportunities, successful entrepreneurs see potential rewards. And where some see obstacles, the wealthy view instruments of advancement. In our exploration today, you'll uncover three powerful financial axioms. First, the importance of persistence in finance, vividly illustrated by the metaphor about kissing frogs before finding a prince. This principle underscores the essential nature of resilience and patience in investment endeavors. Next, learn how to create streams of income using other people's resources, an intriguing strategy that minimizes personal financial risk while maximizing potential returns. And finally, discover why sometimes the most challenging investment properties can prove to be the most rewarding. These are often overlooked gems that only the discerning investor can turn into profitable ventures. Dive into these transformative financial philosophies with us and see how adopting a new mindset might just be your ticket to a richer life. Part 1. Unlocking the power of financial leverage. Picture a young Robert Kiyosaki in the mid-1970s, grappling with a question that puzzles many. How can small amounts of money be turned into vast wealth? Fast forward 2 decades, and Kiyosaki wasn't just a millionaire. He was contemplating early retirement, having deciphered the code to financial growth. The secret? A single potent concept: leverage. Imagine a lever, a simple tool comprising a beam and a pivot. This modest invention can move gigantic weights with minimal effort, demonstrating the core principle of doing more with less. But leverage extends far beyond the realm of physics. It's a fundamental force, a principle that is as pervasive in nature as it is in technology. Here's an illustrative glimpse using the animal kingdom. Humans may lack the speed of cheetahs or the brute strength of bears. We can't soar through the skies like birds or glide through the oceans like fish. Yet, we prevail as the dominant species on Earth. What gives us the edge? Leverage. While animals use their intrinsic attributes for survival, humans amplify their innate capabilities, using our greatest asset, intellect, to extend our physical limits. We invent tools to lift heavy loads, vehicles to traverse vast distances, and technologies to explore beyond our immediate surroundings. Historically, the concept of leverage has revolutionized societies. Take the ancient sea merchants, for instance. By rigging large sheets of flax on poles to catch the wind, they transformed seafaring, making it more efficient than ever. This innovation in navigation significantly increased the reach of their trade and the power of their empires. This narrative of leveraging natural forces continued through to modern innovations. Consider how the internet revolutionized global trade, allowing goods to be moved across the globe with a simple click, a quintessential example of doing more with less. In this exploration, we focus not merely on the technological marvels, but on distilling these principles into strategies that can amplify your financial prowess. By understanding and applying the concept of financial leverage, you engage in a transformative process, turning modest investments into significant wealth. Join us as we delve into leveraging not just resources, but ideas to maximize your financial potential. Part 2. Mastering the balance of risk and reward. Perception shapes our realities and dictates our actions. Consider how you view risk. It significantly influences your decisions, especially in areas like investing. Many steer clear of investments, viewing them as akin to playing with fire. But what if we adjust that perspective? Take something as mundane as crossing the street. It poses a risk, yet most of us don't dwell on this danger daily. If we obsessed over every potential risk, fear would dominate, and traversing a city would be a daunting ordeal. That's why obsessing solely over risk isn't just impractical, it's limiting. This is where Rich Dad's concept of the risk-reward ratio comes into play. The core insight here is straightforward. Understanding the risk-reward ratio can transform your approach to risk, making it a tool rather than a deterrent. Consider the entrepreneurship landscape. Statistics suggest that 9 out of 10 new businesses will fail. Despite these daunting odds, the entrepreneurial spirit thrives, fueled by varying perceptions of risk and potential rewards. This resilience is largely due to the calculus of the risk-reward ratio, which helps entrepreneurs gauge which risks are worth taking. The dynamic of failure and success isn't binary, but rather a spectrum where potential gains must be weighed against possible losses. If the potential return of a successful venture outweighs the setbacks from several unsuccessful ones, those failures become steps rather than stumbling blocks. Take the example of one of Kiyosaki's friends, a seasoned day trader in New York. His approach perfectly illustrates the practical application of the risk-reward ratio. He only risks a fraction, a tenth, of his total assets in the trading market. With $200,000 in assets, he sets aside $20,000 for trading, a loss he is prepared to accept. This day trader works with even finer margins per transaction, betting only 1/20th of his trading stake on each trade. Given the odds, he might lose many times, but remains poised to recoup or even exceed his outlays on a successful trade, often doubling the $20,000 he initially risked. This strategic application of the risk-reward ratio exemplifies how a balanced view of risk and potential gains can not only mitigate paralyzing fear, but also pave the way to significant financial success. By recalibrating our perception of risk, we harness it as a powerful element of strategic decision-making. Part 3. Measuring your financial health through key ratios. It's often said that a poor worker blames their tools, but what happens when you actually have poor tools? They typically lead to poor results. This concept, a nugget of wisdom from Rich Dad, highlights the importance of using effective tools or concepts, especially when it comes to managing your finances. In our journey through financial insights, we've already explored the value of the risk-reward ratio. Now, let's delve into another crucial set of tools that can help you monitor and manage your wealth, the debt and wealth ratios. These ratios aren't just numbers. They're indicators that can guide you towards financial leverage and a comfortable retirement. Here's how you can effectively track your financial health over time using these key measurements. Firstly, let's talk about the debt-to-equity ratio. This ratio helps you keep an eye on the balance between what you owe, your debts, and what you own, your assets. For instance, if you have $100,000 in debt and $20,000 in equity, your debt-to-equity ratio would be 5:100,000 divided by 20,000. Although this number may not mean much initially, observing changes in this ratio over time can provide critical insights. An increasing ratio could signal rising debt or decreasing assets, prompting you to make necessary adjustments. Conversely, a decreasing ratio could indicate improving financial stability. Next, consider the wealth ratio, which focuses on your income streams. This ratio measures your passive and portfolio incomes, such as earnings from investments or rental properties, against your regular expenses. To calculate it, you would divide your indirect income by your total expenses. For example, if you receive $800 a month from investments and your expenses are $4,000, your wealth ratio would be 0.2. This tells you that 20% of your expenses are covered by income outside of your primary job. This ratio is invaluable because it gauges how close you are to achieving financial independence. A ratio of 1 means your secondary income sources cover all your expenses, allowing financial flexibility, such as the possibility of retiring early or switching to a less demanding job that might pay less. By continuously monitoring these ratios, your financial health indicators, you empower yourself to make informed decisions that align with your wealth-building goals. As these ratios improve, they not only reflect your growing financial health, but also your journey towards financial freedom. Part 4. Embrace simplicity for substantial financial gains. Every year, the shelves swell with new books promising the secrets to amassing wealth. Yet, with so many complex strategies being peddled, it's hard to discern which paths will genuinely lead to prosperity. This overwhelming abundance of complex advice can leave many prospective wealth builders at a standstill, unsure of which steps to take. Rich Dad suggests an alternative route. Focus on simplicity by cultivating straightforward, effective habits. In a world bursting with complicated financial models, the notion that simplicity could be so powerful might seem counterintuitive. Yet, if certain habits consistently lead to wealth, while others lead to financial stagnation or loss, it logically follows that fostering the former and eschewing the latter can dramatically enhance your financial health. Let's dive into two habits that Robert Kiyosaki identifies as pivotal in pivoting his financial destiny towards success. First, we examine the habit of continuous learning. In the modern whirlwind of the information age, the ability to continually learn and adapt is indispensable. Gone are the days when mastering a finite set of skills could carry you through a career. Today, information is perpetually evolving, and staying informed is crucial. Whether through reading, seminar participation, or engaging conversations across diverse fields, maintaining an active curiosity is key. This ongoing education not only enriches your knowledge base, but also sharpens your ability to identify and seize opportunities that others might miss. Investing in your intellectual growth equips you to navigate the rapidly changing economic landscape more effectively, setting a solid groundwork for financial advancement. The second habit is maintaining immaculate financial records, a task typically managed by a skilled bookkeeper. Many individuals fail to secure loans not due to a lack of need or potential, but because of inadequate financial documentation. Effective record keeping proves your ability to manage finances prudently, a crucial indicator for potential lenders or investors. A professional bookkeeper ensures that your financial activities, income, expenses, assets, and liabilities are documented systematically. This not only aids in personal financial management, but also enhances your credibility and trustworthiness in the eyes of financial institutions. By embracing these simple yet profound habits, continual learning, and meticulous financial recording, you set the stage for sustained financial growth and stability. This approach not only simplifies the journey toward wealth, but also amplifies the fruits it bears. Part 5. Transform debt into a tool for infinite returns. The concept might strike you as unconventional at first. That debt could serve as a powerful form of leverage. Conventionally, debt is something most strive to eliminate, not accumulate. However, not all debt is created equal. There's a profound difference between good debt and bad debt, and recognizing this distinction is pivotal to financial growth. Good debt is a form that generates income, ultimately working for you, while bad debt burdens your finances, essentially making you work to pay it off. The main takeaway here is, smartly employed debt to purchase assets can yield boundless returns. Consider the common scenario where people use borrowed money. Often, it's for acquiring liabilities like expensive holidays on credit cards, or new cars through loans, which only lead to increased monthly outgoings. In contrast, debt can be an invaluable tool when used to acquire assets, the kind that puts money back into your pocket. A prime example of a profitable asset to acquire using debt is real estate. Whether it's property you plan to flip or rent out, the financial strategy remains fundamentally advantageous. Take a look at one of Robert Kiyosaki's first real estate investments to understand how beneficial this approach can be. Back in 1974, Kiyosaki eyed a modest beachfront condo in Hawaii priced at $18,000. Despite not having sufficient funds himself, a familiar situation for many, he didn't let this obstacle deter him. Instead, he opted to finance the purchase entirely through borrowed funds, securing a $16,000 loan from his bank and covering the $2,000 down payment via his credit card. After purchasing the condo, Kiyosaki rented it out. The rent he charged not only covered his mortgage and credit card payments, including interest and other expenses, but it also provided him with a steady monthly profit of $25, equivalent to about $130 today. While $130 might not sound earth-shattering, the principle behind it is revolutionary. Kiyosaki had effectively utilized none of his own money, yet generated a profit, achieving what's known in financial circles as an infinite return. Essentially, this approach to using debt redefines it from a burden to an asset in itself, almost like creating money from thin air. This principle underlines a fundamental shift in perception. By wisely leveraging debt to invest in income-producing assets, particularly real estate, you're not just borrowing money, you're strategically positioning it to work for you, thereby significantly enhancing your financial portfolio. This method not only demystifies debt but also empowers you to harness its latent potential fully. Part 6. The art of finding a gem among the rocks in real estate. Embarking on a real estate investment journey might seem like navigating through a maze, but the secret lies in your ability to discern the hidden potentials that others overlook. Much like shopping for the best bargain during a sale, finding an exceptional real estate deal requires patience, diligence, and a keen eye. To master the real estate market, it's crucial to familiarize yourself with numerous properties. Rich Dad advocates for the 100, 10, 3, 1 strategy as a methodical approach to property investment. This entails examining 100 properties, making offers on 10, proceeding with 3 accepted offers, and ultimately purchasing one. This strategy emphasizes the necessity to sift through many less desirable options to discover the real treasures. Consider the story of one of Kiyosaki's acquaintances, a lawyer who ventured into real estate investing but decided to skip the groundwork. She purchased a beachfront condo after only viewing two units in the same complex. Her haste led to a financial drain. She incurred a loss of over $450 every month after unexpected rises in maintenance fees and lower than anticipated rent. Unable to sell the condo without suffering a significant loss, she found herself stuck in a detrimental investment. This tale underscores a fundamental lesson in real estate investing. Patience is key. The 110-3. One method is not only a framework for understanding market dynamics, it acts as a safeguard against impulsive decisions that can lead to financial mishaps. Rich Dad illustrates this point with a vivid metaphor. You must kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince. Many investors rush into commitments based on impulsive decisions, alluring tips, or superficial research, often leading to regrettable outcomes. The moral drawn from Kiyosaki's friend's experience is clear. Investing in real estate is less about love at first sight and more about thoughtful selection from a broad range of options. By extensively exploring potential investments and making informed decisions, you increase your chances of securing a property that not only meets but exceeds your investment expectations, ensuring a prosperous and profitable relationship. Part 7. Turning real estate challenges into lucrative opportunities. Every seasoned investor has tales of unexpected wins, and for Robert Kiyosaki and his wife Kim, their adventure with a small mountain cabin in Pennsylvania epitomizes just that. Their story not only highlights the thrill of discovery, but also underscores a pivotal investment wisdom. Problems can often be disguised opportunities. The core lesson here is straightforward yet profound. Challenges often open doors to potential gains. During a leisurely vacation, the Kiyosakis, always keen on scouting new possibilities, decided to explore the local real estate offerings. Their methodical application of the 110-3-1 strategy, even while holidaying, led them to an intriguing listing. It was a rundown cabin on 15 acres, attractively priced at $43,000 due to a significant flaw, an underperforming well that ostensibly could not support full-time residents. Rather than viewing this issue as a deal-breaker, the Kiyosakis saw it as an opportunity. After a thorough inspection and consultation with a well expert, they uncovered the truth. The well's output was indeed sufficient, but fluctuated seasonally. The solution was as practical as it was cost-effective. Install large water tanks to store excess water during peak periods for use in drier months. Armed with this insight, yet keeping it under wraps, they offered $24,000 for the property. The seller, eager to move on after years of trying to sell, accepted the offer. The installation of 23,000-gallon water tanks, costing a mere $5,000, rectified the water issue effectively. With the problem solved, the cabin's value surged. It was soon listed back on the market and quickly purchased by a young couple for $66,000, netting the Kiyosakis a $37,000 profit. This experience firmly embedded a valuable lesson in their investment strategy. With a bit of patience and innovative thinking, properties with apparent defects can be transformed into significant financial successes. This tale of turning a problem into a profit not only illustrates the potential in problem properties, but also serves as a testament to the benefits of creative problem solving in real estate investment. Final summary. Leverage is a fundamental concept that influences much more than just mechanics. It's at the core of some of the most successful financial strategies. Whether it's leveraging innovative ideas or financial resources, understanding and applying leverage effectively can lead to significant prosperity. Take, for instance, the concept of the risk-reward ratio, an intellectual tool that helps assess the real risks and potential benefits of any investment. This tool empowers entrepreneurs to make decisions not based on fear, but on calculated potential outcomes. Then, there's the strategic use of credit, often viewed negatively due to the risks associated with debt. However, as Robert Kiyosaki's experience illustrates, when used judiciously, debt can be an incredibly powerful tool. By borrowing to invest in assets that generate income, such as real estate, Kiyosaki didn't just manage debt, he made it work profitably for him. This idea of leveraging others' resources extends not only to money, but to concepts and opportunities as well, allowing savvy investors to amplify their successes in ways that would not be possible if relying solely on their own immediate resources. This strategic approach, when mastered, can redefine personal and business financial landscapes, leading to new levels of financial achievement. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.